The ALP will enter the final day of its national conference with one contentious issue left to negotiate: industrial relations. Some unions are putting pressure on the party to endorse a return to industry-wide bargaining across a wide range of sectors. But Labor Party leaders are instead focused on a plan to lift wages for women working in female-dominated industries. Political reporter Melissa Clark reports from the ALP conference in Adelaide.
The gender pay gap has proved to be a stubborn feature of inequality. The Labor Party is promising that if it wins government, it will change the law so the Fair Work Commission has to take pay equity into account when making decisions about wages and conditions. Labor's workplace relations spokesman Brendan O'Connor says that will help workers in female-dominated industries, for example in healthcare or childcare, that are undervalued.
If you look at male-dominated areas, you look at their qualifications, you look at their duties and responsibilities, and the fact is they're on average $30,000 higher than an average paid worker in the health industry.
There'll be more resources for the industrial umpire, including someone specifically responsible for overseeing pay equity cases.
Too often we see the parliament or government follow community expectation or lag behind what is expected of us. This is, I think, more in keeping with what women of Australia would expect, that is to be treated equally in workplaces.
While the gender pay policy is uncontroversial, other aspects of the industrial relations debate at the ALP's national conference today will be much more contentious. Labor has warmed to the idea of returning to industry-wide bargaining in low-paid sectors. Some unions want enterprise bargaining replaced across a whole raft of industries. Labor's Brendan O'Connor again.
We don't agree on everything with the unions, but we want to work with them.
Whatever is decided on the floor today, is there a commitment that that will be the extent of any reform that you would take in government?
Bill Shorten and Federal Labor have been upfront with the Australian people. We'll continue to do so. If there are more changes to be made between now and the election, we'll present them to the Australian people.
It's a conciliatory approach, which has been the tone of the conference generally. There have been protests and sit-ins. But on the whole, the conference has been a very controlled affair. So far, only one issue has been forced to go to a vote of delegates to resolve. That was over whether the ALP should commit to introducing a Federal Charter of Human Rights. It was narrowly defeated. Even on some of the most contentious issues like asylum seeker policy, speeches were passionate, but proceedings businesslike.
Thank you. Carried. Moving on.
While Labor's leadership is very much focused on the future and the chance to take government at the next election, it will also remember the past. Today, three former prime ministers will be awarded life membership of the party: Paul Keating, Kevin Rudd, and Julia Gillard.
Melissa Clark reporting.